This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Prime Minister Motley warns of climate crisis and urges major contributors of emissions to pull their weight. The Barbados Agricultural Society CEO says it's too early to panic on a U.S. tariff position. Trade unions threaten court action against senior public officers. The Education Minister advises a return to scouting for junior boys as one method to help curb crime. And U.S. President Donald Trump reverses tariff position with 90-day pause on all countries except China. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley yesterday told officials from around the world that climate change could be the key to uniting world leaders even as they struggle to agree on financial issues. Speaking at the fifth board meeting of the Fund for Responding to Loss and Damage at the Hilton Barbados Resort, Ms. Motley admitted that financial discussions under the ongoing trade war may be difficult, but warned of the dangers all countries faced regarding the climate.
Shipping, planes, air transport generally, and oil and gas. I accept that in today's tariff wars, the notion of trying to get to a consensus on anything related to financial transactions is probably a bridge too far for the next 3 or 4 years, although there's an ally coming along the way to help us get there, and that ally is the climate crisis. Because when more disasters start to kick in, like what we saw in Los Angeles, which was apocalyptic, but it wasn't any more apocalyptic than what the people in Pakistan endured, or what the people in Mozambique endured, or what the people in southern Brazil endured, or what the people in Grenada, not so much Grenada, I should be very specific and laser, like Carriacou, Union Island.
Ms. Motley further pointed to Barbados' situation post-Hurricane Beryl and said that many may have underestimated its impact and charged that even insurers refused to acknowledge storm surge as part of claim procedures.
What hit us was storm surge, and the insurance company said, well, storm surge isn't wave action. I'm not sure what it is if it's not wave action, because you can't get storm surge without it coming in as a wave. But the insurance people in CRIF refuse to recognize that we should benefit from 1 cent, in spite of the fact that we had 7 to 9 meter waves, destroyed 40% of our fishing harbor, broke over the breakwaters in the harbor, and sank 2 boats. This damaged badly the Coast Guard base, damaged badly jetties in the Oystens fishing complex, damaged badly the southern portion of every beach on the west coast of Barbados, every bay, to the point where one leading hotel immediately reported a reduction of $2 million in revenue in the 6 weeks that came immediately after. And that's just one hotel. But that is a body blow that goes unnoticed.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, is advising Barbadians not to panic about pending tariffs and worry more about boosting local agricultural production. Mr. Paul shared his views on the situation and further urged a wait-and-see approach, especially regarding the importation of necessary inputs for the farming industry.
We are already at a significant disadvantage anyhow in terms of exporting to the U.S. So it does not, with the exception of probably rum, and I don't believe that people who consume rum in the U.S. will stop drinking rum because of a 10% increase in the tariff. The second point I wish to make, as far as that is concerned, is that in respect of the whole question of inputs, it depends on where we source our inputs from. And the truth is, as it stands, America, United States of America, is a warehousing operation in many cases. Now, if the items that we currently import are sourced, they might come to Miami, say, for instance, but they are sourced from outside the United States, yes, we could have a problem, whereby whatever tariffs that he puts on to those countries can mean that there will be an automatic increase on the cost of farm inputs. Otherwise, if that is not the case, again, we do not have a problem in terms of price movements when it comes to inputs.
He's concerned about the absence of key infrastructure for the industry and said now was the time to focus on improving things for Barbados' production capacity.
The absence of a veterinary laboratory that would enhance the ability of, say, local producers to export to countries such as the United States. These are fundamental items of the agricultural infrastructure that are required, that the government needs to put in place in order to enable our agricultural producers to be able to export. In addition to that, of course, too, we have, for instance, in terms of livestock sector, it is integral, because many of the issues that the livestock sector in Barbados is experiencing right now is because of the fact we are not able to understand or analyze why the problems that we're experiencing are happening without the presence of the veterinary laboratory. So there's things like these we have an opportunity to catch up on. And maybe, you know, it could be for the good or for the best. But at this time, I'm prepared to adopt a more wait-and-see attitude to say, what are the likely impacts? How would it affect us? Because I'm looking at it from the point of view of a producing Barbados.
CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. This country's umbrella body for trade unions sends a stern warning to some senior members of the public service to abide by the labor laws as they claim an abuse of power over public servants affiliated with unions. General Secretary of the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, Dennis DePisa, took the public officers to task over claims that they're denying members the right to carry out their official union duties. He highlighted this during a press conference yesterday, where he raised a number of issues concerning workers in Barbados.
We are noticing a trend where heads of departments in some departments of government are abusing their authority. They're doing it to the persons who are heads of trade unions and staff associations and other members of the executives of unions, where they are using their power or authority to hinder those persons from carrying out their legitimate trade union duties, which is in contravention of Section 40A of the Trade Union Act. Some people are doing it in a manner that would seem to suggest that they're punitive. Some might be doing it in a manner that suggests that they're ignorant. And we have asked the Ministry of the Public Service to once again make sure that the heads of the department are aware of the law, because nobody is above the law.
He threatened to take public officers to court if they continue to flout the law.
If any of them are found wanting, this labor movement is not afraid of carrying them down Corwin Street or whatever street it is, where the court will determine the course of action to be taken for people who break the law and break it with impunity, because it cannot be right, because we can't walk in Parliament and break any of the rules of Parliament, because Parliament is governed by law and rules and regulations. The public service is also governed by rules, by law, because the legal frameworks determine how we should function. And if it is that this matter has to be dealt with before the law courts or matters such as this, then so be it.
General Secretary of CITUSAB, Dennis DePisa. Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackman, says civic organizations like the Barbados Boy Scouts must play a vital role in steering young people away from negative influences. He was speaking at the opening ceremony of the Barbados Boy Scouts Association National Camp at the Blackman and Gollop Primary School. Senator Blackman raised concern about the rise in crime, stressing young men are falling through the cracks and turning to crime. However, he believes groups like the Scouts can help guide them in the right direction.
Well, the civic organization have a critical role to play in trying to help our young people, and particularly our young men, to understand the importance of working together, handling conflict, and institutions like the Scouts have a critical role to play in really helping the country now to unlock the potential of our young men. Civic organizations like this have to work hand in hand with the government, with education as well, to really build out an ecosystem that young men can have a safe space to be able to do positive things. And I really want to take the time to encourage parents to get your kids involved in civic organizations, and even at a later stage, joining community groups. It plays a serious role in helping our people to understand the rudiments of discipline. And once you do these things, you don't have time for frivolity. And we have to now ensure that we can seize the moment and capture our young people and put them into wholesome, positive, safe spaces.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackman. And finally, in a stunning reversal, U.S. President Donald Trump said yesterday he would temporarily lower the hefty duties he had just imposed on dozens of countries while further ramping up pressure on China, sending U.S. stocks rocketing higher. Trump's turnabout, which came less than 24 hours after steep new tariffs kicked in on most trading partners, followed the most intense episode of financial market volatility since the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. The upheaval erased trillions of dollars from the stock markets and led to an unsettling surge in U.S. government bond yields that appeared to catch Trump's attention. Recapping the headlines, Prime Minister Motley warns of climate crisis and urges major contributors of emissions to pull their weight. The Barbados Agricultural Society CEO says it's too early to panic on U.S. tariffs position. Trade unions threaten court action against senior public officers. The education minister advises a return to scouting for junior boys as one method to help curb crime. And U.S. President Donald Trump reverses tariff position with 90-day pause on all countries except China. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. DM Carol Toppin, good morning.